Welcome to another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to train, eat, and live. I'm your host, as always, MC Kim, aka The Kind Intelligent Man, and I can't believe last week our topic was about five mistakes that men make at the gym, and this week, we can't even get into a gym. Wow, that escalated really fast, didn't it? Well, your guy is still here, and we still have work to do. I don't know how you are all taking this. Are you worried? Are you panicked? Are you nonchalant and you believe that this is just one big overreaction? Let me know how you're doing. Let me know. Hit me up on Insta. Hit me up on Facebook at Remix My Fitness. But of course, my favorite way is the email way at mckim at remixmyfitness.com. As some of you have reached out to me and some of you may have guessed, this has hit my business pretty much at a standstill right now. You know, I spend a lot of times at gyms, training people, teaching classes, and providing programs for corporations, and I have no gyms to train people in anymore. But that's okay. Because one of my secrets to getting through the toughest times in my life, and I've had some tough ones, believe me, has always been to try and find that silver lining in all the craziness. And the silver lining in this for me, not being able to work, not being able to provide at the moment, and hopefully only for a short moment, this gives me more time to spend with my kids who are still so young. My son Eden, who's 6, my daughter Aria, who is 2. You know, they love me so much right now. They want me around them all the time, but I never had enough time. I never felt like I had enough time. And I know from my own personal experience growing up, being a teenager, this won't last. They won't want to be with me forever like this. They're going to get old enough and they just simply won't want me around. I feel like it. You know how it is, right? Teenagers. Stressful. I do want to kind of pull my hair out. I won't lie. But for the most part, it's been pretty good. I always told myself I never had time to read any books. But guess what? Your guy, MC Kim over here, has started reading Game of Thrones, and that's right, I'm in this for the long haul. You feel me? Game of Thrones. Really long series. I'm ready for it, though. So if you were to take a guess on what you think is the number one excuse why I'm still overweight, why I can't cook and prep the right meals, why I can't exercise, if you guess time, you're absolutely right. That is the number one excuse that I hear from people who tell me that they can't reach their goals. They can't reach the dream that they've had, that body they wanted, because they didn't have time. Well, you got time right now. Lots of time. And I know many of you still have to go to work, but you know that commute time has been taken care of. You're either working from home or those streets are really not that busy. I can't believe how fast I can zoom through the city. There is no traffic, almost no traffic. You can't go anywhere to eat or drink, and we're advised to stay away from people. So what's left to do to keep yourself entertained? What's left is to take the time to do things that you've always wanted to do. Stop asking, when will this COVID thing be over? And start working towards those goals that you've always wanted to do. So now let's put those excuses away, and let's get to work. And to help you along the way, I've brought back the audio workouts. The music selection is even better. The workouts are intense. And of course, your guy, MC Kim, leading the way. So let's get up and let's start moving over the next 10 minutes in this cardio core driven set. And if you become a member on my new Patreon setup, you can gain access to the GIF video of the exercises described in the podcast and extra audio workouts. So please visit the description below for the Patreon link. This also goes to help support the show and keep the podcast moving along. I'll be back on an extra episode on Monday with another audio workout to get you through the week and tips on how to stay fit while being stuck at home. Don't forget, smash that subscribe button so you never miss a beat, because I'll be back here on Monday and Thursday until this whole mess is all over, because I'm not going to leave you hanging. We're going to work out together. So until next time, set some goals, challenge yourself, and don't forget to have fun. fun. Peace. What's up? What's going on? And welcome to the Remix My Fitness Stuck at Home Fitness Workout Volume 1. I'm your host, MC Kim, aka The Kind Intelligent Man. Thanks for joining in today, and I'm going to lead you into today's workout, but first, let's get warmed up before we heat things up. So let's stand up if you're not already standing and take a big stretch. Let's raise those arms as high up in the air as we can and inhale all that air. All that air. And let's slowly come down, expel that air, and touch our feet. Let's go. Let's do it. Feel that stretch. Try to get as low as you can, keeping the back of your legs straight. Let's stay down there for a second and try to keep your legs as straight as you can, your feet right together. You should feel a nice pull in the back of your legs. If it's too much, just get let go a little bit. But the most important thing throughout the whole thing while we're down here is to breathe. It's to relax. So let's slowly come back up. Let's look straight forward and let's turn our neck from side to side, nice and slow. I want you to look really hard to your left, and then I want you to slowly turn to your right, and we're gonna repeat, repeat, repeat. And all the while, you're still inhaling and you're still exhaling. You're starting to feel those shoulders relax as you turn your head from side to side. Now, speaking of those shoulders, let's start getting those shoulders rolling up and down. And especially on that down part, let's exhale. So let's roll them up and down now. Start to get a little bit faster and faster and faster, but keeping them just nice and high. A couple more now, let's go. Very nice. We're almost ready to go. So let's have our feet shoulder width apart. Let's start to turn our hips all the way to the right, all the way to the left. Keep turning. Keep twisting those hips. Like we're taking a big golf swing all the way to our right, all the way to our left. All right. I hope you're ready now. I hope we got that blood flowing. So let's begin. For our circuit here today, we're going to hit up a little bit of our heart rate, get our upper body going, and of course, finish with a core move. We're going to be starting off with a set of mountain climbers. Let's try it one time here. Let's get into the push-up position, and let's start driving our knees to our chest. Alternate between your left and your right. You ready? So here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Start driving your knees nice and slow, because this is only set number one, so go nice and easy. Focus on keeping your knees nice and high, high off the ground, and then driving them deep into your chest. Let's go. A couple more seconds. 3, 2, 1, time. Hey, good first try. Now we're gonna shift over to the plank. So instead of your hands being placed on the floor, we're gonna drop our elbows and we're gonna drop our forearms onto that floor. Let's straighten our legs, and we're gonna hold. All right, you ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Keep that back nice and straight. Keep that butt nice and low. Keep holding. This is too easy, too easy. Keep that in your mind. 3, 2, 1, time. We're gonna turn around onto our back. We're gonna be on the floor. The next move is a sit-up. So how I like to start is, I like to be totally flat, and then I'm going to explode up using my hands to help me, almost like I'm gonna give a double high five in the air until I'm all the way up. You ready? Here we go, sit-ups. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. Let's go. As hard as you can, you gotta be explosive. This is not one that you can kinda take your time with. The faster you go up, the more of your core you're gonna be working. And the slower you go down, the more of your core you're gonna be working. That's right. 3, 2, 1, Whew. That was so good. That's time right there. So you got these three down, right? We're warmed up. We're feeling pretty good. We're primed and ready. Ready to take that to the next level. So mountain climbs, planks, and the sit-up. So now what we're going to do right here is we're going to do two full sets of this circuit. 20 seconds each for each exercise and a 10-second break in between, I promise. I promise I'll be as strict as possible with the breaks and give you enough time, all right? Now, if you need a longer break, hit pause. Take longer breaks and get back into it when you can. There's always tomorrow and there's always the next day. Cool? So let's go. Let's get into the mountain climb position. Your goal here in 20 seconds for the mountain climbs, you want to try to hit 20 to 50 reps in total. You heard me. 50 reps. But please, be careful. So here we go. Mountain climbs in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Let's hit it harder now. Let's drive those knees in. Come on, a little faster now. Let's go. 5 seconds. And time. There you go, 10-second break, well deserved. Focus on your recovery, focus on your breathing over the next little bit. Let's get ready into the plank position. It's coming up in 3, 2, 1. Hold that position, let's go. You are like a strong table. Go into that happy, happy zone. Feet right together to make it harder. If you need to make it a little bit easier, feet a little bit wider apart. Woo, let's go. 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time. Now let's get back to our back. We're going to try to do 10 to 20 reps in 20 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Go. Focus on the technique, not on the reps. I'd rather see 5 amazing full sit-ups than 15 half crunches. Come on, squeeze a couple more. Try your best. Be explosive. 5 seconds. Time. Very nice. Nice finish. But don't celebrate just yet. We have one more round. Back into that mountain climb position. This is your last round. 3, 2, 1. Let's go now. It's go time. Drive those knees as hard as you can. Full out assault. Let's go. Push yourself. Fast, 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 fast. 3, 2, 1. Nice. Catch your breath. Focus on slowing it way, way down. Here we go. Plank position, I know. It felt short, you could do it. Elbows and forearms on the floor. And let's hold. Let's do a little something different this round here. Let's remix it up. Let's squeeze our stomach really tight together and hold that as well. Contract those abs, keep those abs nice and tight. Taking small, little tiny breaths. 3, 2, 1, time. We got one more to take care of. One more. Let's get onto our backs. Finish off 10, 20 reps. You decide how you want to finish. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Come up nice and hard. This has to be explosive on the way up. You want to be controlled on the way down, not in reverse. Come on, squeeze in a few more reps. You got this. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, time. Hey, give yourself a big pat on the back. Slow that heart rate down. Let's get in a couple big deep breaths. Slowly come up to your feet. I want you standing nice and tall like you're a winner, because you are. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to clasp your hands together. And we're gonna take 3 big deep breaths together. Breathing in. Raising those arms, raising those fingers as high as you can as you exhale. Your arms come down. Okay, we're going to do 2 more just like that. Here we go. Breathing in. And exhaling. Last one. Here we go. Breathe with me. In. Back down. Very nice. Congratulations on getting your workout in today. Hopefully I broke up your day. Hopefully a little bit more charged up to conquer the rest of the day. Hit me up in the comments field and let me know how many sit-ups you were able to do in total. Was it 10? Was it 20? Was it 40? I'm dying to know. And of course, that big red button on the side that says subscribe. I hope you smash it for me. That's it for today. MC Kim from Remix My Fitness. I'm out. Peace.